look at the impact of various drugs on African Americans, it was found that other types of drugs were more impactful for African Americans, but they also had benefits for other segments of the population. So it is the just and right thing to do. It does lead to greater creativity and innovation, and that creativity and innovation is applicable to all. It leads to generalizable principles and much better understanding of whatever disease state you're concerned with.
What about the category of the African-American community, others who have been underserved, and this notion of trust with the medical community? There's part of me that wonders if that might be one of the bigger challenges at this point. If we're making good trend lines along the way, when you look at the track record for a lot of the communities involved here, you can understand why trust is going to take a lot of work to regain.
Trust is a big issue when making outreach to the African-American community, the American Indian community, and others. And it's something that is hard won and easily lost. And we have a very poor track record, unfortunately, here at NIH. The tough part of building trust is it takes time and it takes energy, and it's really kind of a one-by-one sort of thing. I'll tell you the story. When I was a young faculty member at University of Oklahoma, I grew up in Oklahoma. My childhood friend, who was a faculty member at another university in the area, and I decided we were going to go and do research among the African-American population that lived just off of the OU Health Sciences campus area. I'd grown up in that area. And we were going to do this study on nutrition and function in the population. And even though we were African-American, making outreach to African-Americans in the neighborhood where we had grown up, they were not welcoming to us initially because we were part of the establishment. My colleague and I sat and met with representatives of the senior living complex, asked them, you know, what are your needs? You know, their response was, people come in, they do research, and we never hear from them again. Or, I'm not sure exactly what your research is, and I'm not sure that it's safe. Or, we need things, and we never get anything. So we addressed all of those things for the population. And similarly, with the other initiatives, you have to sit down. You have to listen to what the group has to say and address it. Another outreach that I made when I was in Oklahoma was to Native American populations. We have lots of Native American populations there, but you don't just traipse into the tribe and start doing research. You talk with the